CITR 101.9 FM is the station, and the program is called The Burrow, hosted by myself, Andy Resto, every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. This opening track that we're going to hear has a wonderful title. It's called Hypnagogic Cartography, is the album, and this is the overture to the album by Caroline LeBlanc, an artist out of Montreal. Thank you.
woke up and I said to my love, good morning. I looked at the phone, there was a message about the Johnny Tapia movie. Then I went to my bank and I transferred money to cover my taxes. I'm still thinking about the documentary we watched last night, The Road to Las Vegas. The replay of the Floyd Money Mayweather, Oscar De La Hoya fight. There's a line from The Road to Las Vegas that played over and over in my head all night. What does the kingdom mean? What does your kingdom mean? A mid-19-year-old girl in Perth said she's passionate about social injustices and feminism. She asked me what I cared about. I said my family, my friends, and my dentist just died in anger. That I love playing music and making people laugh and making sure that my band gets paid. And on the very bright side, I think I love Gulf Coast oysters and coffee. Springtime in New Orleans. Every day I walk and I see men and women walking together in harmony. Every day I walk, I see people walking together in harmony. With the Mayweather pack of fire, I saw men and women enjoying the night together in harmony. And on my flight home, I saw men and women sitting together in harmony. But in the film Road to Las Vegas, there was a broken harmony. In Johnny Tapia's Mi Vida Loca Life, there was a broken harmony. What does rekindle mean? What does rekindle mean? What does rekindle mean? What does rekindle me? Today someone pestered me about wanting a rare copy of vinyl. If you're gonna reach out, please be original and ask me about something that makes me smile. That's fantastic if you're passionate about cardboard and listen to music on multicolored plastic. You're a collector of rare vinyl. Total fanatic, that's completely, absolutely hip, motherfucking fantastic. But I'm more concerned about what does rekindle me? What does rekindle me? The line in my head, it just keeps echoing and ringing. Does rekindle me? What does rekindle me? Remember the cockiness and the brashness and the elusiveness of the Prince machine. His cat-like instincts and that thunderous kale pump. Struck like a lightning. His walkings could be touched. Like with Wayne McCullough on Halloween. And then Marco Antonio Barrera torn to pieces in a strange occurrence that intervened. And the Prince derailed like nothing anyone had ever expected to see. I swear to God he could have been the next lightweight southpaw, Yemeni version of Muhammad Ali. But that's the Prince now. What? What does rekindle me? back for the Mississippi River. A little bridge across the open city of Algiers. I'm gonna eat candy apple with my girl. My happy memories are over here. When I get down to the city of the Lord, I know there's gonna be lightning storming, a water gushing down through the street, and the sun's gonna come out shining down on the line street. I'm gonna walk down Pirate's Alley and cross. I know we're gonna see men and women fill us guitars together in harmony. We're gonna see men and women enjoy music together in harmony. New
record put out by Mark Kozelek, better known as Sun Kill Moon, by the moniker Sun Kill Moon. So a record he put out with an artist, British artist, goes by the name of Jesu, J-E-S-U, who is primarily Julian Broderick, who originally was in the group Godflesh, which is a heavier kind of experimental metal group, Godflesh. Album is simply titled Jesu and Sun Kill Moon. It's really pretty wonderful. About 10 tracks or so, all of them ranging anywhere from 7 to 14 minutes, with Mark Kozlek's daily ramblings, seem to be in a diaristic, like a written as if it is a diary, talking about very specific instances in his day-to-day life, which then just tail out into reminiscences and other reflections. I think it's a very good project and an inspiring project, as far as thinking about what you can do with within the bounds of a folk or a rock song. Opened up the show with Carolyn LeBlanc, who's an experimental artist out of Montreal, put out a record called Hypnagogic Cartography. Terrific, terrific title. Hypnagogic and hypnopompic, one of my favorite terms. Hypnagogic is the state when transitioning from wakefulness to sleep. So the state of mind that you're in and the various either hallucinations or experiences that you have when going into that state, and some of the inspiration that comes from that is terrific. That was the overture to that record, Hypnagogic Cartography, and I liked how that kind of ambient static piece led into the Jesu and Sun Kill Moon song. You are tuned in to CITR 11.9 FM. The program is called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Going to do a similar thing with this next set. Going to kick things off with Nurse with Wound, an old experimental group who put out a variety of really wacky, wild records that are all over the place. They're not to be pigeonholed, except with using the blanket term of experimental, which is just awful, and I find myself using much too often. Anyhow, Nurse with Wound have a 12-inch called Coolorta Moon, C-O-O-L-O-R-T-A, Moon. I'm going to play the title track from this and lead it into some Orokogan, who I was here at the station last week and also released, had a tape release for her new record, Shadowland, which is officially out May 6th. But some of the tapes have been released already last week at her show here in Vancouver. And we've got one here, and it's wonderful. I'm going to play the opening track, Ground and Grave. And then later on, we'll hear some Nenon, just a project out of Montreal. You are tuned in to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Nurse with Wound. Thank you.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Daffodil Month, add a spring to your step with the Canadian Cancer Society's Daffodil Dash on April 24th, a run to raise funds for cancer research and prevention, as well as support for people living with the disease right now. Run solo, bring the family, or team up with your friends and colleagues, because every step you take, every dollar you raise, continues the life-saving work of the Canadian Cancer Society. Register today at cancer.ca/daffodil-.
This is The Burrow live on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories every Monday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. We just listened to some Aura Kogan, who is very soon releasing her new record. Has already released the cassette Shadowland. Did a release show last week at the Fox, which was very nice. They set up the Fox to give it more of a lounge vibe, put chairs into the dance floor area, and in my opinion, vastly improved the setting and the show. Ground and Grave was the song. It's the opening track off of Shadowland, and it is wonderful. Nurse with Wound was before that. Bit of a stark contrast. I thought it was going to go a little bit better. Anyhow, Nurse with Wound, they're great. One of my favorite band names of all time, Nurse with Wound. Couleur to Moon is the record and the song that we heard. Coolorta Moon. Let's hear some Nennen, Nennen, which is German for to call, the verb to call, like to call something, like to name something or to call something. Anyhow, Nennen is Amy McDonald, who is originally from Edmonton, but apparently recorded this new record called Two Mountains in Montreal, Edmonton, and Berlin. She formerly played in a few hardcore, or what's described as post-hardcore bands in Edmonton. We're going to hear one of those as well, called Gyre Spire and Spindle. Nennen, however, I first came across them, they were on a compilation put out by Misery Loves Company, a record label out of Montreal, which is great, and Nennen had one of the splits that was out on that label. So it's exciting to see this full-length record out, Two Mountains. Going to hear the song called Hen Day here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
You are
Katerina Clement here on the Burrow CITR 101.9 FM. She's a Austrian composer who had that piece, which is called In dem Himmel benannten darüber, which would mean, I guess, something along the lines, it's in the heavens above or the heavens above or whatnot. That was featured on a compilation put up by Music Works magazine. It's a monthly magazine that details new classical music compositions, new music that that is happening around Canada primarily, but also around the world. And each of their issues, they put out a compilation CD of the artists featured therein. And Katerina Clement is featured this month. And it's a wonderful piece, so I thought I'd play it. What I didn't realize until just now is that the song title, In dem Himmel benannten darüber, benannten is just another form of the verb nennen, which is an artist that I played earlier in the show, and I mentioned that nennen was a German verb. I didn't make that connection until now. But there are strange happenings here. I'm going to take a quick break and come back here on the Burrow CRT 1.9 and hear some new Tim Hecker.
Show your love for Discorder Magazine at our fundraiser at the ANSA Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candle, The Backholms, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free independent Discorder magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information. It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
are listening to the new Tim Hecker record, the closing track called Black Face from his new record called Love Streams, which he's putting out on Paper Bag. It's the follow-up to his last one, which is called Virgins, which is much beloved. Tim Hecker is a Canadian producer, artist, electronic artist. It's exciting to see him putting out a new full-length record. Jade is here and coming on next with a little bit of soul at 4 p.m. You've been listening to The Burrow on CITR 11.9. We're going to close out the rest of this track, Black Phase, and then close out the show with Troller, a group from Austin, Texas on Holodeck Records. One of the members of the group runs Holodeck Records. Graphic is their new album that just came out, and Stormmaker is the song we're going to hear. It's a terrific record. I was also able to catch them live a couple weeks ago, and they are very, very good live. Another odd convergence here. The last two songs I've played, the Tim Hecker song and the Troller song, are both exactly 6 minutes and 15 seconds long. I'll add that to the fact that Nennen, an artist I played earlier on the show, and which is a German verb, ended up being in another song title that I played this week by Katharina Clement, and it was completely unplanned. Wonderful. You never know. You just never know what you're going to run into when you wake up in the morning. Thank you all for listening. Jade is on next. Troller is coming up next. This is Black Phase by Tim Hecker. Stay tuned. CITR 11.9 FM.